This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Unions in Africa are calling for free education as a way to lessen poverty and develop national economies. The call is aimed at putting education on the post-2015 agenda of the United Nations. The UN has been focused on a program called the Millennium Development Goals, which is set to expire in 2015. What happens after 2015 is now being discussed by unions and other organizations. I talked to Owe Lekemfa about the post-2015 goals. Mr. Lekemfa is the Secretary General of OATU, the Organization of African Trade Union Unity. I asked him first to describe OATU.
OATU is the umbrella organization of all trade unions in Africa. It covers 55 countries with over 30 million workers. OATU was established on April 13, 1973. To cater for the specific needs of African workers and also to protect the African labor movement from the wars that were going on, the Cold War, ideological battles. We decided that we as workers in Africa, we have our own goals and peculiarities and insisted that we must be independent of other international trade union organizations. That does not mean that we do not cooperate with them. We do, because we believe in internationalism, the international working class. However, as Africans, we have our own peculiarities. Just as in Europe, you have the European Trade Union Confederation that covers European workers, works with the EU, the EU Parliament, and other institutions. So do we also do in Africa. We cover African workers, we work with the African Union and its institutions, and with various other organizations, both in Africa and outside.
What does OATU want to see included in the post-2015 agenda of the United Nations?
Our own position is that employment is a major issue, which has to be tackled, that people must have a right to employment. Our own position also is that for us to, you know, reduce poverty or remove poverty in Africa, people must have rights. The right to education, the right to shelter, the right to health care, the right to transportation, that's movement, the right to communication. So we think there are basic rights that must be included in the entire process. We think that while the post-2015 agenda is UN-driven, and we are part of humanity now, so we accept it, there are African peculiarities which must be addressed. And so those are the things we've tried to address under the post-2015 agenda. For instance, the issue of integration is very fundamental to us, that Africa must be able to trade amongst themselves, African countries to trade amongst themselves, and, you know, for the ultimate goal of ensuring that we can do some mergers, if possible, or some integration, is very fundamental to us, which may be fundamental to other parts of the world. So we think there are basic things. For instance, some African countries are still talking about universal basic education. Now, we've argued that there is no country that will develop on the basis of people wielding primary school, you know, certificates. So we'll have to make education not only compulsory but also free, at least to high school level. We need to do that to develop our human resource, because we believe and we know that all over the world, what rules the world are ideas, not the physical, you know, power that you have. And so for us to do that, we're part of the, you know, the global village. We must develop, you know, the labor force and the workforce in Africa.